Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is The Stinking Truth.
We got a new segment here on the show called Last Stink, and you sent out on Twitter, X, a request to get some questions.
Right.
Listeners, podcast viewers have weighed in, so you ready to ask some questions? A little lightning round?
Sure.
Ask some questions?
Okay.
This is from Jack Dixon, who asks, will the Dolphins win a playoff game this year?
Not if they have to go on the road. They can't win on the road in the playoffs. Like they've got to have if they have a home playoff game, they could win the home playoff game. Miami's just too, it's Miami, man. It's too nice. It's too beautiful. It's the same thing the Chargers had the issue with back in their San Diego days. Like when everybody else is grinding and getting beat up and the coaches are yelling at you and screaming at you, you walk out of the facility, it's raining, it's cold, it's nasty out, it's miserable, you can't be happy. Miami, you're like, let's go have cocktails, let's go down to South Beach.
Yeah, but Miami's always been nice, and Miami's won big before. They've been
in the 70s.
Well, yeah.
Would
it rain all the time in Miami in the 70s? Was it like Ireland or something?
No, but
it was Miami
but
then.
Nobody was wearing thong bikinis down the street, and you know, I mean, that.
What about during the years of Dan Marino? They won plenty under Dan.
They won a championship.
They did
under
not
Dan.
Win a championship.
They
no.
went to one though, didn't they?
They did.
That was about the changeover. That's when it started really getting soft.
Okay.
It's really now. I don't know. Today's player isn't as focused.
Does the AFC East still go through Buffalo?
Yeah.
Still, even with all the people that they lost.
You have a quarterback in Buffalo that can cover warts. You don't have one in Miami that can cover warts.
What about in New York? Return of Aaron Rodgers.
That's an interesting question.
You forgot about Aaron.
I did forget. How could I forget about Aaron?
How do you forget about Aaron? Boy, you blow out one Achilles and everybody forgets about you.
Yeah. They're still the Jets, though.
Right? It's right.
They're still the Jets.
I can't trust them, huh?
I want to see Aaron. I want to see how Aaron plays.
Yeah, that's fair.
I really do.
That's fair. Right. Next question comes in from Dan King.
Uh-huh.
This is a very kind of cerebral question, but I'll let you explain it. Can you explain the difference between NFL and college quarterbacks when it comes to being able to call out protection?
Yeah, I think that basically in the college game, There is a lot of essentially 5-0 protection. Our five against their four downs and the middle linebacker, and we just leave it at that. And so there's not a lot of adjusting protections based on looks, based on safety rotation, based on who's the most likely to blitz in this situation. The other thing is, so you'll see a lot of spread offense, so you'll spread guys out, and you're taking those four with that middle linebacker. And so it never really changes and you don't adjust. You get in the NFL, man, you've got a slide protection, right? There's a bunch of different slides. We're going to, you know, we're taking the four downs and the widest linebacker. We're taking the four downs and the, you know, the safety in rotation. We're taking the four, like, and we will change it based upon blitz schemes and based upon who looks effective. Like I had carte blanche to change a protection when I played
right.
to say, hey, man, I don't like the will. I look at the weak safety. He's coming. Or I look at the corner who's impressed. I see the safety over the top. I'll change that slide from the will backer to the press corner. if the press corner looks like he's coming and the safety, the Will backer looks like he's bailing. So we change things up front based upon looks. There's not a lot of that in college. The other thing is, and this was a conversation I had with Drew Locke, is that in college, man, he's like, they ran a bunch of two-man routes. So they always had six, seven guys, eight guys in protection. So he's like, I didn't call protections. I didn't know protections. I was always picked up. Everything was always essentially picked up. And so it was just about holding on to the ball and slinging it down the football field. And so there's a lot of those nuanced things that I think the college game doesn't do a lot of. Like you stand in a static formation so you can really see, you know, you spread, you think you can see, and then you pick one dude, and if that dude doesn't get open, you scramble away, you scramble around and make an off-schedule play. So that really, if that makes sense, that really is how the different protections work.
You know, one thing is clear, when you talk about quarterbacking in college and what these guys have to adjust to when they're coming into the NFL, mm-hmm. man, it is more and more apparent. It's like trying to drink water out of a fire hose.
Yeah.
It is just, you are bombarded. Here's another question from American Dissident,
mm-hmm.
who says, what's a realistic rebuild time for Sean Payton and the Broncos?
Oh, I mean, one, you're going to have to be great in the draft. And, you know, you look at Detroit. One, they went out and got their quarterback in a trade. Okay? They got Jared Goff. But they still had a couple of years where they weren't great, right? What was Dan Campbell's first 2 years? He went from like 4 wins to 7 or 8 wins to last year winning whatever it was, 13 games or something. So I think the biggest thing that's happened to Detroit is they've been right in addressing their draft. Like they've been right taking Penei Sewell. He was great. Mm-hmm. They've been right taking Amon-Ra St. Brown. They've been right with, like Brian Branch this year. They just won. What is the kid's name? Jack Campbell at the linebacker mm-hmm. position. He's been good. Gibbs at the running back position. He's been really good. So they've been great. Now, Sam Laporta, freaking phenomenal. So they've been really good in the draft of addressing players who have outperformed their rookie contracts. So you've got to be able to. So the rebuild here, tell me who they get at the quarterback.
Right.
Tell me if they go with a rookie quarterback or if they go with a veteran quarterback, do they get Sam Darnold here? And then do they hit in the draft? Because their draft record in Denver has just been absolutely atrocious.
Well, I think they're, a couple of unlikely to re-sign free agents away from having nobody left from their 2019 and 2020 drafts. I mean, those are supposed to be the guts of your football team right now. That's supposed to be your core right now. One more question. This one comes from Reggie, who asks, what would Jerry Jones say about DeMarcus Lawrence saying that the Cowboys were too tired in their playoff game versus Green Bay?
Jerry Jones. Well, I mean, too tired. You think you're tired? Have some paternity suits.
Oh, you went there. Okay. You did go there. What? I was wondering about that. I was like, all right.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe I shouldn't... we'll just keep it in there.
Yeah.
So what? Who cares?
You know, it's out there.
I mean, it's
out
gotta,
there.
That's got to be exhausting.
It's got to be exhausting.
It's got to be exhausting.
You know?
Let me ask you this. When Russ does sign this thing on Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Like, press conference.
All right. So here's the thing. Quick little. So Russ is one of those guys that.
Because I mentioned earlier in this show that he's going to win the press conference.
He'll win the press conference. Okay. And the thing about Russ, when he comes out, he's got this amazing ability to just, in a stream of consciousness, just start mentioning players' names. Like, he'll, like here in Denver, he would talk about the entire offense. He'd go along every single person on the offense, have a little quick little summary of them, and he'd just keep rolling. So I'm thinking with Pittsburgh and all the great players and the tradition that he's joining, if I put the over-under on legends that he mentions in a stream of consciousness monologue, I'm going to put it at 12 and a half. Will you take the over or under?
No, there's a, for me, there's no question. It'll be the over.
Okay.
It'll be the over.
Well, so, give us a little preview.
Okay, so he's always got that little laugh. You know, that little laugh he's got? So he'll start talking about, he'll start talking about just the history.
Yes.
So they'll ask him a question, and he'd be like, man, it's going to be hard to live up the history of Pittsburgh now. Like, man, I mean, just think about that. Those 70 teams, you got Stallworth and Swan, you got Mike Webster anchoring the thing there in the middle. You know, you've got Franco Harris and Rocky Blyer in the backfield. I mean, Terry Bradshaw, you know, and then on the defensive side, Elsie Greenwood, you got Joe Green, Donnie Torpedo Shell. Man, I'm telling you, when you want to talk about a defense now, Mel Blount on the corner. I mean, you want, and then, you know, as you go through, I mean, you got Tunch the Punch Ilkin, and, you know, you go down Louis Lips, and then there's Jerome Bettis and Hines Ward, and you know, Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, he was one of my heroes growing up. Always kind of, I was never that big, but I, you know, the way he controlled things, the line of scrimmage, I've always wanted to do that. And you know, I think I'm gonna have the opportunity here in Pittsburgh. And then some of the players on this team right now, you know, you got George Pickens. I mean, you want to talk about talent, the guy is so talented. And then you've got, you know, you've got other guys out there that are just playing right now. I mean, remember back in the day, Le'Veon Bell and what he did here, and man, I just to be a part. I mean, what? I mean, who? Like T.J. Watt? I just looked at him and like, ooh, I got the shivers, you know. So I mean, they've got some players here that. I mean, I'm just happy to be a part of the tradition of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You mentioned 16 former Steelers in that. I kept count.
Did I?
And the fact that you got Louis Lips in there. Air high five, man. That is awesome.
Well, no, I could probably not have done that with any other team.
Yeah.
But you know, I grew up watching Mike Wagner at the safety position, Jack Lambert, Jack Ham. I could have gone on and on.
Could have kept going.
I could have done a lot more.
Yeah, I
could have done
that.
A lot more.
I could see it. And then, of course, here
Tunch
in Denver.
The Punch Ilkin is a great
a good one,
pull,
too.
By the way.
Now, of course, here in Denver, he would always wrap up his press conference with, look right in the camera. He'd be like, Broncos country? Let's ride.
Yeah. That lasted for the first year until they were like one and.
What's it going to be in Pittsburgh?
Oh.
Come on. You know he's got something.
Right.
Steeler country. Is it Steeler country? I just want to make sure.
Steeler country?
Is it Steeler country?
Let's smelt.
Let's forge.
Let's forge.
Oh, man. All right. Good questions. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Hey, listen. You know what? We'll be back on Thursday once again. But for everybody involved in the Sink Truth podcast, we didn't even get to Jerry Jeudy. Jerry Judy's been cut.
Yep.
Traded. For a fifth and sixth rounder.
Yep.
Oh, we're going to have to. This is a tease. This is a tease for you people. Okay. Not only have Jerry Jeudy and I had a tete-a-tete over the last couple of years because he's one of my least favorite players on the planet. But I've got some other breaking. I've got some breaking kind of news. We'll do that. You know what? We'll do that on Thursday. We'll come back to that on Thursday.